And once again, this is the point in our conversation, in our morning. If you're still on the line, you want to join us as our listening audience for the next 30 minutes. We've got about, 9 or 10 people that are going to jump on the host line and share some of the things that we learned, how we're going to apply what Penny just shared with us, some of those life lessons. And we have a special guest host today, Bill and Joe Dekopp, who are Gold Wellness Consultants from Wichita, Kansas. And I have asked them to lead the discussion for me, not because I don't want to. I always want to. I don't get enough time to talk. I could talk all day long, and as long as you give me my Pi-Mag water, and I'll just keep on talking. However, it's always good to hear a different perspective, so Bill and Joe are going to be leading the discussion this morning. And just so for those of you guys who are still listening on the call, you are always welcome to listen in. We try to keep this discussion point about a half an hour long. And like I said, the 9 or 10 people that are on the line, Mary Margaret, Steve, Harold, Molly, Janice, Julie, Bill and Joe, and then also Kathy Clark, and if I've missed anybody, I'm sorry, but those are the regulars that are on the line. And hopefully you can glean a little bit, especially the application perspective. Last week we focused on the igniting the six. Who were the six names that we're working with? And I think it's so crucial that we always need to have, you know, a group of people in front of us. If we've exhausted that list, well, we need to make another quick list. And Joe and Bill, before I turn it over to you, I want to throw in something real quick here.
Okay, Vance.
Yes.
It's imperative that you, I mean, I'm on right now. I won't be for a while. It's imperative that you call me when you're through.
Oh, I can do that.
Thank you.
That was Char Rogers, for those of you who don't recognize the voice, my mother, and also my sponsor, Denny and Char. Anyways, Ruth Williams shared a little tidbit of information the other morning, and I thought it was so profound and yet so simple, and I don't know how I missed this before. But looking at when we talk to people, and I think the slogan that Ruth is using is 3x3, that if we can focus on three people at a time and then teach them how to focus on three people at a time, that you'll build a very sizable group really quickly. And that, you know, each person, as Penny shared with us, each person needs to have the opportunity to see what we have in the gift of Nikan. That if we can break it down, you know, 3x3. In other words, let's try and find three people at a time. And this is exactly what the Ignite 6 campaign is all about. But we're just focusing in on three. And when that person, when those three come on board, teach them how to do the same. And whatever they come on board with, teach them to duplicate that. Maybe it's $100 auto ship a month. Maybe it's the, you know, the good starter pack, you know, the $500 pack. Or maybe it's the better, you know, pack, you know, $1,500. Whatever it is, or a smorgasbord of different products, teach them to duplicate that with their friends and their contacts. So, Joe, Bill, you guys ready to rock and roll?
Hey, good morning, Vance.
Good morning, Bill. Good. Well, I'm
and
going
thanks
to...
That thanks for that tip there regarding Ruth, because we just now are excited about a new builder, and that's good to hear, because sometimes I get so involved and want to contact 50 people, you know, that it's good to hear that we need to really focus on the ones who are important at that particular point in time.
Well, you know, for a lot of folks, focusing in on 50 people or making a list of 100 even, I'm not saying don't do that. That list should be made. However, let's focus on three at a time. You know,
mm-hmm.
When you go to an all-you-can-eat or all-you-care-to-eat buffet, you don't walk through the line with three or four or five plates, you know, on a big tray or on a moving cart and load them all up.
That's
you
true.
Pick and choose. Now, I'm not a buffet-type person.
Now, if you went to Mel's, that they would do that.
Yeah, I only ate half of my lunch. I took the other half home because I couldn't fit it in my stomach. I'm excited about having a, 30-inch waist that's not going to expand any larger. But so anyways, Joe, Bill, I'm going to turn the call over to you. Have some fun with it, and just don't forget when you're done, hit star 5 and open the line back up. for the rest of the people, and then that way Dennis can take it over from there. So, you know, half an hour, have some fun with it, and I look forward to chatting with you this week and hearing how you guys had some fun here. So
thanks.
Look forward to
you
talking
too.
To everybody next week. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Steve.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's just find out who's on board.
Sonny Song.
Say that again.
Sonny Song in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. Molly. Got it.
This is Harold.
Good morning, Harold.
Mary Margaret.
Good morning.
I'm going to go down the line. Is Julie on? Julie Clark?
I'm here.
Hey. Kathy Clark?
I'm here.
Steve Crowfoot?
Good morning, everyone.
Hey. Marie Cruz? And now I'm going to say this wrong. Aisha Khan? Aisha Khan? Mary Margaret?
Yes, hi.
Good morning. Janice? I said that wrong, too. Shipper.
No, you said it right, I believe. But she's
okay.
Not here, I guess.
Okay. All right. And then you've got us, Bill and Joe. Boy, listening to Penny this morning, I thought, now, is she a good teacher or what? She might be trained as a dental hygienist, but she just listed all the lessons for us to learn, didn't she?
She sure did.
She did. Well, why don't you just want to jump in and just share, let's just maybe take one lesson that each of you learned, and I bet we'll get a lot of those. Something that maybe is really important for you.
Don't give up the people who say no. Say no, it means not now.
Oh, they really mean not now. That was a great one. Thank you.
That was one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says no at first.
And this was Kathy, and the thing that I really picked up on was where she went back to some of her, like, sleeping downline and said to them, you know, there's a lot of things that have changed, and I have grown, I've gotten better, or whatever, and I can help you.
That was
I have a few people like that.
That was excellent. Yeah, I noted that also. I think that's great. Sometimes we forget that the timing has to be right for people, and that you can go back to people after a period of time. Things are different.
Mm-hmm. And did she apologize to them or put herself down? No. She just said, I've grown.
Yeah.
Right. So sometimes I think we shoot ourselves in the foot, don't we? Thank you for that one. Another great one.
Yeah, that was great.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Marie Cruz.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. I had to hang up and come back in on the host line, but I was three-wayed in, and I couldn't tell my partner that I needed to hang up.
Well, Marie, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but what was something, one of the things that really popped out at you this morning? Lesson. Marie, did I scare you away? Anybody else?
This is Harold. One of the things that I related to a lot was the idea that she really doesn't want to do Nican full-time because she likes her other job so much. And that's a bit where I am, too. I do Nican mostly full-time, but I also teach art and do a lot of painting and traveling with that. And so it's frustrating at times because I want to do both, but it's part of the balance. You know, you do what you can, and that impressed me as how well she's done with this, just doing it essentially part-time.
Mm-hmm. And it's important also to recognize that people do enjoy some of the things they're doing. I was a school administrator for 48 years, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, but yet I also enjoyed doing Nican, but it limited my time I could spend with NECAM being a school administrator. So I think we have to recognize that with people, too, that there are people who really do enjoy their jobs, although there's many of them out there who dread it and count the days when they can retire.
I'm one of those.
You're one of those.
And who is that?
Yeah, this is Julie. I'm one of those who really likes my job, but I love NECAM, so, you know, it becomes challenging finding the time to put into NECAM, yet I know that's what I want to do, so you just have to make time and know that you're doing the best you can as you go through, and, you know, it puts me on a slower track, which I realize, but at some point that track is going to change. And the important thing to remember is just to never quit, no matter what.
There you go.
Great lesson.
Exactly. And it's also letting the people that you contact know, hey, I love what I'm doing, and I'm still fitting this into my life.
Exactly.
And I think for myself as a teacher, when I was teaching, that's when we went silver, and we just put all that effort into it, and then that effort tapered off. Unfortunately, too much, though. But again, at that time, and that's why it's so important to listen to people and take them where they are. And I know for myself, sometimes I hear what people say, but I interpret it the wrong way. And when they say, yes, I want to do this as a business, their interpretation of that is different from mine. And so what I've learned is how important it is, and I'm still learning it after 12 years, is to really find out, what does that mean to them? How much time do they want to put in? How soon do they want to get to silver? How soon do they want to get to platinum? Break through silver and go platinum. My track can't be their track. Okay, I learned that, you know, increasingly, I think we'll always do this, increase sensitivity to that person's needs, such as the leaning over stance of the hygienist, and how would that impact them, perhaps, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that you, Mary Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry that I'm not familiar with all the voices.
That's okay.
Well, this is Harold. This is Harold again, and I think the way we find that out is the same old thing of asking questions. We ask them what they need, what their wants are, and we listen really closely to what they say, and then repeat it back to them. It's just, you know, the same old thing about learning. We try and learn what they have to share in their life, and then find out how we can fit NECAM into that to meet their goals.
Boy. Big lesson, a tough one to learn, isn't it?
It is. You know, it took me a long time to learn how to listen to people and ask the right questions.
That's why you always want to lead with the need.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Lead with the need.
Is that a product lead?
Say that again.
Is that a product lead, then?
It could be a product. It could be the business. It could be, you know, helping friends of theirs. It could be helping them. That's why listening is so important, so that you know what their need is or what their interest is, and that's what you go with first, because we have so many products, it's very easy to overwhelm someone and then they turn off.
When you lead with the need, I think you're also beginning to develop a relationship, because now they feel like they can trust you. You really listen, like Harold was talking about, and then now you're following their lead. You're caring for them.
I'm like you, though, Harold. I sure find that difficult to do, and I, even after 12 years, I told Joe the other day, I'm still learning to do that, because we're so excited about what we have that we just want to tell people, and we want to organize and get them set where we think they should be, rather than listening to what their real needs are. And that's a skill that I'm still working on, even after all these years as a school administrator.
It's never what you need, it's always what they need.
Exactly.
And I think when we're going... Oh, go ahead.
I just started to say, I think we find it frustrating because we can't understand why they don't see this as much as we do.
Right.
That takes time.
And
we
want them to, right. And we want them to so badly because they need it, and we know that, but they don't know it.
Exactly.
So we just have to be patient.
Patience, persistence, and perseverance.
That's right.
And this is Kathy up here in the Seattle area. And taking that one step further when we're working with our downline, we can't wish it for them. You know, we can't build their business for them. We can't want it more for them than they do. And I'm a perfect example in that. You know, I was a controller and a CFO and all that other stuff. And because of the way our life changed, I left the corporate world. Would I have left it when I did? Probably not. But, you know, and I didn't even come into the business to make it a business. I came in because I was ill. And even leaving the corporate world, and I know this must have been a very frustrating time for my upline, because they saw potential in me. I knew it was there, but, you know, I wasn't ready. And leaving the corporate world when I did, because I had accomplished a lot, but I hadn't accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish in the corporate world. I actually went through quite an identity crisis this past year. And I believe I've come through that. The Ignite 6 is really awesome and has energized my business. But it's hard when you're an upline and you see a downline with a lot of potential and they're not building their business. And I feel bad for my upline because I have been one of those people that have sat here with a lot of potential and not working it.
You have to be patient with yourself and wait for the time to be right.
Yeah.
Now that you know it's right, you go for it. But you have to be patient with the others, too. And that's the
And also, talking about what Vance had mentioned, that Ruth said about concentrate on three people or focus on three people.
Yeah, that was great.
That is so important.
You run out of
time. Especially when you have a brand new wellness consultant that is making a run for something, launching their business, or whatever, you're in a 21 club or whatever, and the first three people they talk to says, yes, I want to make this a business. Well, they're too young as a wellness consultant to really take on those people and mentor them and get them going, so you're also working with their brand new people.
That's a good point.
Kathy, this money, I feel the same as many of you. I've been in Nichiren for a while, using the product, and enjoy being with the Nichiren family. And my upline in Canada, botanists always say, make a mountain of messes, and then fix it. I was never able to do that. And right now, I'm already feel overwhelmed with the 21 and club. So it was good that Vince reminded us of that. It gave me a peace of mind.
I'm sorry, I need to leave, guys. This is Julie. It's been great, and thank you. My granddaughter's calling.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, Julie.
Bye.
Have a great week, Julie.
Thanks, everybody else, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Kathy, I'm glad you brought the Ignite 6 back into the picture, because is listening to this discussion, for me, and I don't know if it's this way for anybody else or not, but when there's a challenge there, whether it's Ignite 6 or a 21 club, I think that's when I
move forward.
That's when I move too fast for my people. And that's the lesson that I'm having a hard time learning. And I probably have one of my four people that I'm focusing on Ignite 6. So, Tim, if you're on the line, you've just got to forgive me if I'm pushing too much. But like I said, when you know that there's something for somebody else, you just want it for them. And then when there's this challenge, it's like, oh, come on, let's get started now, you know. But again, I have to put myself in that person's shoes and take that person's path and their timing. So this is, focus, this 3x3 certainly is a helpful thing for me here with this Ignite 6.
Mm-hmm. And I think a good way that we can not be overwhelming to our downline, boy, I almost made a big blunder the other night, and I caught myself and I stepped back and asked them what they want. Ask them how much money do they want to earn a month. If they're not certain, go down through what kind of things, let's see, how does Ray Schwab do it? He actually gets people thinking about car payments and, you know, if they had extra money, what kind of things would they be doing? So then they start listing things like car payment. They get a new car. Or they would put their child in private school. And they just go right on down the line and then say, well, how much do you think that car payment would be? How much would that private school per month be? And stuff like that. And they come up with a dollar figure. And then it's, okay, well, I can see by this, you know, the income, this is the income range for these rents. So it's really sort of, it's cool to look at it like that. But I think it's really important to know what your downline wants. Because I almost stepped in the middle of a brand new, it's a prospect for this brand new downline and say, well, this is how I launch businesses for people. And went, oh, no. Step back, because maybe she doesn't want a big business.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught myself just in time.
Good for you. Well, speaking of catching ourselves with things, I'm going to go to the power patches. And I would... The reason I wouldn't even talk on that just for a little bit is because we're going to be sharing testimonies in a couple of weeks. But just in case there's somebody that's rather new on the line, and if they're going to approach somebody with power or with any aspect of NECAN, do any of you have a suggestion as far as what would you do with the power patch?
Peter Goldberg was on corporate call Wednesday, and the recorded webcast is on already, and you listen to him, and then see what you come up with. And meanwhile, while I was pondering about that, an upline, Bruce Black in Canada, sent me a two-point chart. With the front, back, the problems that we have on the left column, point out where you would put the, I think that was very helpful. So when I gave two of the opens first day, I gave the point out about power patch, what it's made of, with a 24K gold plate. That printout from the website, from the mynecan.com. And the trigger point has been shown to us several years ago when we have the 10th unit. It's a book, Ken with it. And there you can see the trigger point also.
Mm-hmm. Molly, did you talk about some kind of chart? Almost every time you said something, I heard a sound, and I don't know if you said, I know you're referring to the quick reference sheet, but did you also say a chart?
It is not the quick reference sheet that I'm talking about. The trickle point is a chart. Yes, it is a chart. Tell you where is the or pressure point, some people call
it. Okay.
So you can massage that spot too. That spot you can poke. You can teach people to poke the palm pad at the same time. It's even more effective. And
is that something that you can email me, Molly, and I can get out to people, or where did you get that chart?
I did too. Okay. Since I have lots of your emails, this group of email from Hotmail.
Right.
Yes. You can all email me. I have a newer email. I can forward what Bruce Black sent me.
That'd be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. My new one, new email. Commit to success 09 at gmail.com. Okay, now I spell success, or commit first. Commit, commit, number two, success, success. 02, the number, two numbers, at gmail.com.
At what?
Did you say gmail.com?
G as in girl, and
yes.
Mail, and the mail you receive, mail.com.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Molly. And you know what we could do? Any of us that are on this line, we can just email you and say, please send that.
Yeah, that would be good. So I have your email. Phone number too. I need the phone number also.
Okay. We will do that. Sound okay, everybody?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
On the identity crisis, I don't know if Kathy Cross is talking about her personal growth and development or identity theft. Identity theft questions. I still
No identity theft. No, identity crisis of who I was.
Okay.
Was I of any value?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably a harder one.
Yeah, that's much harder.
Yeah.
Back to power patches. You know, I go to a mastermind breakfast up here with Pat Terry, Mac McDonald, and Ed Weems, and all the rest of them. And one way that I know they are introducing the power patch up here is when they're talking to people, they are offering them a gift of wellness. This is the giving season, should be year-round. But this is a giving season. They're offering a gift of wellness, and they have, and they're giving the little power patch, and you have it stapled to your card or whatever. But and they're telling them place it wherever it hurts.
Yeah, that's right. Peter Goldberg did back up and say, and if you don't have the knowledge of it or the child of it, just touch it along the area. And whoever is tender, just put it on that. That's what he ended up saying to me. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Kathy and Molly.
I've been doing that also, Kathy, with my card. I've stapled it to them, and it's amazing how many opportunities you have to give that out. I gave two or three out at the Y the other day. I was in the shower room with somebody, and it's so easy to get into conversations. In the grocery store, there was a lady handing out samples of pumpkin eggnog, which I shouldn't have been drinking. but anyway, in my conversation with her, I found out that, you know, she was really, because I said, this doesn't have any calories, does it? And she said, oh, no, you know, and then we laughed and got to on the conversation talking about, you know, how we watch what we eat, and I could tell she was very health-minded. And so then at the end, I just simply said, you know, you gave me a gift here of a sample. Could I give you a gift? And she said, sure. And so I gave her my card with the magnet on it and had the opportunity then to share that with her. So there are lots of opportunities if we just are conscious of that. So I carry them with me all the time, and I'm always conscious of that. So thank you.
Put them on your auto ship.
Yes.
Yeah, get those on your auto ship because you will go through them fast.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you follow up with everybody.
And with the money back, too.
Yeah.
What I did also with mine, this is Joe, and I, it's given me an opportunity to call people in my downline. And so I call them ahead, and let's just say that they were whether product users or they have been very inactive for a while. I called them and just said, you may not know about this, so I briefly tell them about the Power Patch, and would you like to have me send one of these? Because I don't want to waste it on you if you don't want it. Just say. And I had one person say, you know, I'm just fine. I'm really healthy. Just send me some information. You don't even have to send me one. But I've had a lot of other people say, yes, please send me one. I'm eager to try it, da-da-da-da. So it's been a neat way to reconnect with people for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, listen, we don't want to take all of your time unless somebody else has something earth-shaking here they would like to share. I just hope I've involved everybody this morning. Hey, Mr. Steve. Anything that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Can I say something?
Sure.
This is Marie. My family has a metal allergy, and so we had a bad experience with my aunt with the Power Patch, but it's rare. We've got a nickel allergy, and I put the Power Patch on her at Thanksgiving, and 2 days later she had an opened wound.
Oh, you know what? That's important to hear, too.
Yeah, even though it was 24 gold plated, it doesn't mean it's nickel free or hypoallergenic. And I feel bad because I put it on her.
Well, it was an innocent mistake.
Uh-huh. Yes, she forgives me.
Yeah. Gober said if we're suspicious of somebody is a hyperallergic person, put something in between the metal and the skin, like a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm. She's got an allergy to adhesives as well, so it was like a double me on her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
also, along those lines, don't put them on an open sore.
There was no open sore.
Yeah, but I'm just cautious, don't do it.
Yeah, the magnet created the open sore.
Yeah. My husband, our daughter had a blemish on her chest. I don't know where. Well, that's another story. Anyway, she had a blemish on her chest of which she had gone and popped. And she wanted to put a magnet on the new Power Patch. And I said, no, I didn't think this was good. Well, we're not always on the same page around here, you know, most families. He went ahead, unbeknownst to me, and put one on her, gave her one and put it on her. And the next day, she says, oh, yeah, people, well, I guess she put it on before she went to school. I didn't notice it. And when she came home, she saw everyone was commenting about this today. And I said, oh, you shouldn't have that on. Took it off. The thing was huge under there and pussy. Open sores have to breathe.
Mm-hmm. And fortunately, it is on the quick reference sheet not to put it on, but do we always follow the guidelines? So thanks for sharing those tips with us, gals and guys. I think I'm just going to end up with something here that that Penny started with, it was when the nurse first gave a solution to her, or when she first met Pat. And my question that I put down for myself was, did Pat give a solution or tell her what to do, or did Pat ask her if she wanted to learn more? And I'm coming back to that because we were just talking earlier about being good listeners. And even though it's so easy because we know so much, we want to tell them what to do. You should this and you should that. But she asked her if she wanted to learn more. Granted, she said no. But we all know that that really meant what? Not now. So as we go through the rest of this week, I just pray that each of you will be blessed with the contacts that you meet. And that they will be blessed in return, of course, and look forward to talking to you all next Saturday.
Excellent job, Joe. Thank you.
Welcome, Char. I didn't know you were on. I didn't check with you.
That's fine. You don't have to.
I'll mark
as much as possible.
I'll mark you present on the call.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Denny and I are both here, so.
Oh, great. Thanks, guys.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
All of you. Bye.
Bye.